Don't let those faded overalls fool you. He made his bands without one day of schooling. Where I come from, there's a pickup truck with a tailgate down. Where I come from, the pine trees are singing a song of the South. Where I come from, that little white church is gonna have a crowd. Yeah.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
From ABC News, this is a special report. Global IT outage. I'm Michelle Franzen. You're likely feeling the impact of a worldwide Microsoft outage. Companies across the board offline, including airlines, with flights grounded temporarily today. Security agency CrowdStrike says it was a software issue not related to a cyber attack. ABC's Aaron Katursky says fire and police systems in big cities also impacted.
Many of them have gone high tech in recent years, and now they're doing something quite low tech, going old school and dispatching police and firefighters using radios and the telephone. So it's pretty rudimentary. That's not going to be crippling to the system, but it could, in some places, slow things down in a way that the public just isn't used to in our kind of immediate response that police have tried to service their communities with.
The White House says President Biden has been briefed on the Microsoft outage and trading for stocks not impacted for major indexes here in the U.S. or around the world. This is ABC. A powerful 7.4 magnitude quake has rattled northern Chile near the Argentine border. So far, there are no reports of major damage. Comedy legend Bob Newhart died yesterday, best known for his sitcoms in the 70s and 80s, but he made his mark with a comedy album. ABC's Danny New with more.
When the Illinois native went from accountant to instant comedy star in 1960, it was this bit about a PR agency pitching to President Lincoln that led off his record-breaking first album.
I got the note. What's the problem? You're thinking of shaving it off.
The button-down mind of Bob Newhart became both the first comedy album to reach number one on the Billboard charts and to win Album of the Year at the Grammys.
Bob Newhart was 94. Netflix scrapping its cheapest ad-free subscription plan in the U.S. Customers who pay $11.99 for the basic plan will now have to pay at least $15.99. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable's bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
Welcome to Staples, young man.
Tomorrow's my big day.
Big day?
First grade.
Aw. Well, you know, Staples has crayons, markers, glue.
I need a laptop.
Oh, yeah, sure. With Staples Hot Deals, you can save up to $300 on select PCs for school.
Wait. The finances are mom's department.
Right.
I'm looking for performance, like a Core i7 processor.
Boy, first grade has really changed.
Tell me about it.
Save big on tech for school with super low Staples Hot Deals. Right now, get up to $300 off select PCs at Staples. Ends 8/24.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sunny and summery today as high temperatures comfortably flirt with 80 degrees. Alongside calm winds, a few clouds build in this afternoon, but we stay dry. Shower and thunderstorm chances pop up tomorrow afternoon and again Sunday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 74.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Community groups in Milwaukee are calling for an independent investigation after Ohio police shot and killed homeless veteran Samuel Sharp Jr. Tuesday. The groups contend the presence of out-of-state officers without local supervision during the Republican National Convention increased the risk of violent encounters. The mother of missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu asked for more time before entering a plea. Katrina Bauer's plea hearing has now been moved to July 26th. Bauer and her boyfriend, Jesse Vang, have been charged with chronic neglect of a child. Bauer also faces charges of resisting or obstructing a peace officer and neglecting a child. And the Wisconsin Department of Justice is getting more four-legged help. Attorney General Josh Call announced that Bo, a black lab, will be joining the DOJ as a new accelerant detection canine. Bo will assist special agents and other investigators across the state detecting accelerants in and around fire scenes.
You know Fleet Farm's got everything for everyday life. But did you know we also have the best prices guaranteed every day? Like 40 pounds of Diamond Crystal Softener Salt, on sale now for just $5.69. Or a 40-pound bag of Black Oil Sunflower Seed, on sale for $17.49. And on the odd day you find a lower price, we'll match it. Any day, every day. Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life, all at the best prices. Guaranteed.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, Bowerville Tire and Service Durand, and Mall Drive Eau Claire. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West Durand, Healthcare Your Way. Find out more at provisions.health. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, and Dunn Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. The Durand, Arkansas School District does have a new principal for Keddy Woodlawn Elementary. The board approved Taylor Simmingson during this week's board meeting. Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Ryan Nelson says Simmingson will be a good fit at Keddy Woodlawn.
Taylor comes with a vast array of experiences. He's been in the classroom for 10 years and then spent the last 4 years as an assistant principal in the Eau Claire Area School District. And I think he really is going to be a good fit for what we're looking for at our elementary school.
Simmingson began his new duties this week. A Western Wisconsin teacher is heading to prison for having sex with one of his students. A judge yesterday sentenced Brandon Furman to 2 years in prison and 15 years on the sex offender registry for having sex with one of his students when he taught in the Ellsworth School District. Furman was 23 at the time. The student was 17. He pleaded guilty in the case earlier this year. Eau Claire's Parks Department is wanting to hear the public's thoughts on future parks in that city. The Parks Department says they're looking to plan out for the next 5 years or so and would like to know what people think. In addition to asking about future wants, the survey is asking people what they think of the current offerings at the Parks Department. You can find the survey and your answers online. Just visit the City of Eau Claire website. The Olmsted County Board of Commissioners has appointed Pete Giesen as the interim Olmsted County Administrator. As the new interim county administrator, Giesen will make recommendations to the county board, implement county policies, and provide leadership to government organizations and ensure effective delivery of county services. Since 2017, Giesen has served as deputy county administrator of the Internal Services Division and begins his role July 29th. Heidi Walsh, the current county administrator, announced her resignation from the seat on July 9th. Elijah Vu's mom is now set to plead guilty at the end of this month. Katrina Bauer was due to plead guilty yesterday, but her attorneys asked for the delay. They say there are still some things that need to be worked out. Bauer is only facing neglect charges and her son's disappearance. 3-year-old Elijah has been missing since February. No one is saying what happened to him. Bauer said she left the little boy with her boyfriend. That boyfriend, Jesse Vang, is also facing neglect charges in the boy's disappearance. You're listening to WRDN News.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
The Dunn County Sheriff's Department has released the name of the victim of the accident on Wednesday. 77-year-old Wayne Myers was killed when he did not stop at a stop sign at the intersection of 710th Street and 240th Avenue and was struck by an eastbound semi. The semi driver was not hurt in that accident. A former Monroe County deputy is facing sexual assault charges in a case out of La Crosse County. Prosecutors filed charges against 29-year-old Aaron Yang last month. He was in court to answer those charges yesterday. He's accused of having sex with a then 16-year-old last year. The victim told investigators he asked her to babysit his daughter at his apartment in La Crosse. La Crosse police started investigating the case in May. He was arrested in June and resigned from the Monroe County Sheriff's Department 2 weeks after his arrest. The sheriff in Monroe County says they've launched an investigation of their own. The Mississippi River in Prairie du Chien is now low enough to start the cleanup. That river flooded earlier this week because of all the recent rains, but emergency managers say the river is now at about 15 and a half feet and dropping. That's low enough to remove sandbags and start cleanup of the flood damage. The city's asking people to put their flood debris on the curb. The city's also asking people to dump the sand from their sandbags into totes at the collection area on North Prairie Street. The dropping river also means that the recreation areas near Prairie du Chien will reopen. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is receiving some more four-legged help. Attorney General Josh Call announced Bo, a black lab, will join the Department of Justice as a new accelerant detection canine. Bo will assist special agents and other investigators across the state to detect accelerants in and around fire scenes. Bo joins Tutty as the second accelerant detection canine and will be assigned to the state fire marshal's office. Bo comes from the Puppies Behind Bars program, which employs incarcerated individuals to train service dogs. Bo went through training at the ATF National Canine Division and was later paired with a DCI handler.
You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Guinness is recognizing a Minnesota bus driver with a new world record. 94-year-old Jim Opgard has been certified by the organization as the world's oldest bus driver. Opgard works for Maple Grove-based North Star Bus Lines and drives special needs children to and from school. Opgard has worked as a bus driver for 20 years before retiring, then resumed driving after finding he was bored. He says he likes being busy, and the money that he makes from driving helps him support his daughter's Christian ministry in Africa. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikens.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sunny and summery today as high temperatures comfortably flirt with 80 degrees. Alongside calm winds, a few clouds build in this afternoon, but we stay dry. Shower and thunderstorm chances pop up tomorrow afternoon and again Sunday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 74.
Timmy, everybody. Great job. Next up for our fifth grade class recital, we have Samantha.
10 times better performance can make a big difference. Castrol Edge Motor Oil gives your engine 10 times better high-stress performance. Castrol Edge, better oil for maximum performance. Now through December 28th, Castrol Edge and Edge High Mileage Motor Oil are on rollback at Walmart.
Claim based on sequence 9 test under high-low conditions versus APISP test limits.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Everyone is there. Practice starts on Monday. Good morning. I'm Doug Russell with sports. The Packers have just about everyone back in Green Bay for the start of training camp on Monday. It's a treadmill with very few stops until January's last game, but a lot has to happen before that. But is one of those things needed the emergence of a true number one receiver?
I personally don't think it matters. I think if you just look at a season ago, and every season is going to be a little bit different, but all those guys had their moments where they were the leading receiver in a game. And the hardest part is we feel so good about them. It's hard to get everybody the amount of touches that you'd like to get.
Packers coach Matt LaFleur. Last season, Jaden Reed led the team in receiving yards, while Romeo Doubs led Green Bay in receptions. They both led the team in touchdown catches. So it's a crowded but talented room. Moving on to college football, the Badgers are just over a week from the start of their camp in Platteville. The offensive line is always where everything starts with Wisconsin football. It was a unit that had ups and downs last year, but who does Coach Luke Fickell see as someone who's shown the most improvement during offseason workouts?
I would say most improved, because they were a really good unit last year, but I'd say there's a big difference in just their ability to do things together, and then correcting some of the things that we were maybe not as good at last year.
The Badgers are in Platteville for 2 weeks. Their first game of the year is Friday night, August 30th, against Western Michigan at Camp Randall Stadium. When it comes to the MLB schedule release, there's no pomp and circumstance, just an unannounced press release on a Thursday afternoon. Yesterday was that Thursday afternoon as we learned where and when the Brewers will be in 2025. For the second year in a row, they open up in the Big Apple. This time, though, it's in the Bronx against the Yankees after opening up this season in Queens against the Mets. The home opener is Monday, March 31st against Kansas City. There is only one three-city road trip. It's at the end of April against the Giants, Cardinals, and then White Sox. The MLB season as a whole opens up in Japan with a series between the Dodgers and Cubs. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. And with your help, together we can end hunger. Join the movement at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The trucks kick off the race weekend tonight in Indianapolis. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Wait. Skechers put the S in comfort?
Yes. Comfort you have to feel to believe. Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Let me try. Okay, I'm just stepping in and... Oh, wow. Skechers put the S in comfort.
Duh. We told you.
Find Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
NASCAR converges on Indianapolis this week with all three of their national series. The Xfinity and Cup Series will return to the 2.5-mile layout of Indianapolis Motor Speedway with races tomorrow and Sunday, while the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series will open the weekend tonight with the T-Sport 200 at Lucas Oil Indianapolis Raceway Park. The race on the 5/8-mile oval is the penultimate event in the regular season for the Truck Series, and the race to make the 10-driver playoff field is tight. Daniel Dye is currently in that 10th position, plus one over Tanner Gray, and only 4 points over 12th place Stuart Friesen. Hear tonight's race on MRN beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
A barn in Wisconsin that was home to a herd of dairy cows has been transformed into a toy train museum. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Buck Guthrie shares his passion as he's living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Guthrie has been collecting toy trains practically forever. Since he was 5 years old, he knew that someday he would have his very own toy train museum. Fast forward a few decades, he's still collecting trains and has turned his dream into a reality. Buck and his wife Jan restored an old dairy barn on the family farm in Argyle, Wisconsin. He turned it into his beloved toy train museum where he could share his love of the railroad with the public.
There's all different sizes and scales. Usually a collector collects one kind, like an old gauge Lionel or an American Flyer, or they collect HO. But I'm building a museum, so I just collected everything, and you'll see everything here. The layouts inside this barn are awesome because I used all different sizes and scales of the trains.
The collection is also part of railroad history. He has some trains that date back to the Civil War. Metal was scarce during World War II, so manufacturers would make toy trains out of soup cans. He says it's interesting to look inside a train car and see Campbell's soup stamped inside. The variety of trains is amazing, but Buck says he really enjoys creating the animated layouts. He uses appliances and spare parts to make every scene come alive.
There's a chicken rotisserie hangs on the ceiling, which makes the airplanes fly around at the airport. There's a mid-flight helicopter coming off the hospital. Cars are driving down the streets. There's a house on fire with real water coming out of the fire truck. There's a home there with a pool party going on.
During the summer, you can ride a train around their property. Learn more about the Toy Train Barn at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues affecting rural America. We'll tell you the state that's leading the nation in the HPAI-infected dairy cattle. We'll explain coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th. Hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds, this popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Colorado is leading the nation in the number of dairy cattle that are infected with the highly pathogenic avian influenza. Dr. Maggie Baldwin is the Colorado State Veterinarian.
Yeah, unfortunately we are. We have a number of additional dairies that are at varying levels of investigation, from presumptive positive to just currently collecting samples. So we've had quite a number of dairies that have been positive.
In addition, Dr. Baldwin says that the HPAI in dairy cattle is now spilling over into poultry flocks.
Now that we're having this virus that, you know, historically, if you and I have been talking about this for a couple of years, but historically the virus would come in with the migratory birds and it would leave with the migratory birds. So the biggest risk for our poultry operations was during, you know, that peak migration season when we had our waterfowl and shorebirds that were migrating through the states. Now we have a sustained mammal-to-mammal transmission of this virus, which is posing an even bigger risk to our poultry operations because it's no longer coming in a migratory season. It's just a sustained population that is carrying this virus.
A majority of the HPAI cases are located in Northeast Colorado. That's where most of the state's dairies are located. She says that biosecurity and biocontainment are more important than ever. Now, her office is investigating how the virus is being spread, but as of now, suspects are mechanical spread by vehicles and equipment, and it's also being spread by humans. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
With News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. With new rules and increased consumer demand, the organic industry is growing. U.S. organic sales were up 3.4% compared with 2022, hitting $69.7 billion in 2023. That according to the 2024 Organic Industry Survey from the Organic Trade Association. The increase follows the largest single rule change to the National Organic Program Standards since they were published in 2000. The USDA published a new rule in January of 23, strengthening organic enforcement, effective March 19th of 2024. The focus of the rule is upholding integrity throughout the organic industry. SOE tightens record-keeping requirements for organic producers and handlers, clarifies and enhances training requirements for certifier personnel, codifies international trade practices, and increases oversight of supply chains. While U.S. consumers drink less milk every year, overall dairy sales are on a positive streak. Cheese, butter, and yogurt are fueling category growth, along with the new dairy-based products designed to capitalize on convenience, health, and snacking trends. A new CoBank report says the outlook for dairy retail sales remains strong, with additional room for growth even as consumer preferences and purchasing behaviors evolve. The healthy snacking category is a growing megatrend that dairy producers can capitalize on with a host of conveniently packaged solutions, from low-fat cheeses to specialty yogurts and functional dairy drinks, says Corey Geiger, lead dairy economist with CoBank. Cheese continues to anchor the dairy category, with annual sales climbing. Butter is enjoying a comeback in the U.S. as per capita consumption has climbed 43% in the last 25 years. Yogurt has moved from being a morning meal to becoming an anytime snack or healthy dessert choice. The 77 farmer leaders serving on the United Soybean Board approved $173.8 million for the 25 fiscal year budget. The budget supports research, promotion, and education investment portfolios selected through the USBA portfolio development process. These investments drive demand for U.S. soy and return value to all U.S. soybean farmers. With wet conditions in the north, dry conditions in the south, growing soybeans has been a challenge for many farmers across the nation, said Stephen Reinhard, USBA chair. One of the checkoff's benefits is that farmer-led investments continually focus on building a more resilient soybean to withstand weather conditions, pests, and weed pressure, while also prioritizing demand creation.
As Reinhard looks to fiscal year 25 investments, he's impressed with the innovation and novel ideas by soybean farmers to not only protect soy production, but to grow market access across the animal sector, biofuels, and product innovations. For more information, go to unitedsoybean.org. U.S. all wheat production for 24-25 is forecast at 2.008 billion bushels. That's the largest wheat crop since 2016-17. Production's up 134 million bushels from the previous month and 11% higher than the previous year. Larger production for hard red winter and hard red spring wheat are the major factors driving the year-to-year increase in total wheat production, while smaller increases are seen for white and durum. Soft red winter is down from the previous year's bumper crop. The total planted to wheat this year is lower than last, but improved weather conditions in the HRW areas resulted in lower abandonment and higher areas harvested for that class. HRW yields are up substantially with the improved conditions. The HRS production forecast benefits from favorable weather during crop development and results in record yields that more than offset the effect of smaller areas harvested. Stronger supplies should make U.S. wheat exports more competitive on the global market. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th. Hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds, this popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
The pleasant weather does continue today in our ag weather forecast. Now, as the weekend wears on, we'll have afternoon and evening scattered showers and thunderstorms through next week. Partly sunny throughout the day today. High 76 to 81. Relative humidities at 48 to 53%. Southwest winds at 5 to 8. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy. Some patchy fog late. Lows 58 to 63. Relative humidities at 95 to 100% and light winds. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a 50% chance of a shower or storm, high 78 to 83, relative humidities at 53 to 58%, light winds becoming southwest at 5 to 7, a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation is possible, otherwise we'll see about 9 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, partly sunny, another chance of showers and storms, highs 75 to 80 with light winds. Monday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, highs 80 to 85. Tuesday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower or storm, highs 75 to 80. And for Wednesday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs once again, 75 to 80.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Solve a problem. Well, it's almost dawn. Ain't no time for sleeping if our love is wearing thin. 'Cause I ain't giving up, you ain't giving in. When our love starts to live, love starts. Open up your heart, maybe we can work it out. Got the kind of love.
She can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know. Some white trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of his pretty little souped up four-wheel drive.
Yeah.
Frisco Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Like a rainy Sunday morning makes me want to stay in bed, twisted up all day long. You're my inspiration, girl. You take me places, put the words right into these songs. Stealing kisses undercover, babe. See forever when I see your face. And I swear God made you for me. You make it easy. Love enough on you. Make it easy with every little thing you do. You're my sunshine in the darkest days. My better half, my saving grace. You make me who I wanna be. You make it easy. Got my rough around the edges. Never let it ruffle up your feathers, angel. Yeah, I'm down for life. You got me wrapped around your finger, and I like it just in case you can't tell. You make it face. And I swear God made you for me.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
So wound up and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but alright, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 Ford gears and a Georgie overdrive. I'm passing little white lines and my eyes are roving wide. Just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Hey.
all she sees is a chicken on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. My rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and the smoke's pulling back as cold. My hometown's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Go Durand Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I saw your sister at work, I saw your mama at church. I'm pretty sure I saw your car at the mall. I see your face in the clouds, I smell your perfume in crowds. I swear your number's on my phone, wants to call. It's kind of funny how I can't seem to get away from you. It's almost like you don't want me to. You've got a cold heart and a cold hard truth. I got a bottle of whiskey, but I got no proof that you showed up tonight in that dress.
Circus of fleas. someone so perfect can't be falling for me.